Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Is my coach, Mike Manasco, who has once again gotten Palmetto off to a tremendous start, had an opportunity to watch them last week against Coral Gables, fell behind but showed a lot of character, and certainly comes in as the defending district champion, and he joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me on there.
Obviously, last week, not the best first half that you guys have played in the last couple of years, but just found yourselves down by 13. Started to put things together in the third quarter, and then your defense, which had limited Coral Gables to hardly any offensive yards throughout the evening, really stiffened up, made a lot of big plays, and you guys come away with a hard-fought win, but yet a win and stay undefeated. Talk about what you learned about this team in that game.
You know, I was very impressed with Gables. You know, they came out, they played hard. You know, we couldn't get out of our own way in the first half. I think we had 13 penalties. 10 of them on offense, and can't win like that, especially against, you know, teams in Miami that are talented. And, you know, they jumped out on us. But I was, you know, I was at halftime, I saw it in the kids' eyes. They were frustrated. They were playing like that. It wasn't like a finger pointing or anything like that. It was more like, you know, hey, let's get our stuff together and let's get rolling. And, you know, I knew our defense would keep us in it. And, you know, our offense found a way to make enough plays. We kind of cleaned some things up, and definitely impressed with the resiliency the kids showed. You know, I don't think teams we've had in the past might have showed that resiliency this early in the season.
Do you think that maybe that was a good thing last week, since you have a key district game coming up this week against Southridge, to get whatever kinks out? Was it for you after the game? I mean, because I know you weren't happy during the game, obviously, but as you look back at it, saying to yourself, you know what, I would much rather make them this week and be able to overcome than make them this coming week. Talk about that, because I think, you know, of those penalties, there were like 7 or 8 illegal procedures, which had to drive you nuts.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think it drove everyone nuts that was wearing blue that night. You know, I think looking back on it, you know, looking back at the film and seeing some things that were open and some things that were good, you know, I wasn't, obviously, you know, the film usually makes it look a little bit better for you. So I try to keep in mind all the headaches we had during the game. But definitely, you know, I really think that as we started to get it going, you know, coming off a bye week, I think that's the biggest thing. Having our bye week this early, you know, the last week wasn't, you know, the best thing for us. You know, because we got it rolling in Naples, and we come back, we play Ferguson, and then all of a sudden it's like the brakes are off. And, you know that's partly my fault. You know, the bye week didn't really go the way that I wanted it to. But you could see, and you're right, I mean, working the kinks out in a non-district game and coming out on top, so it's always easier to swallow. I definitely think that it's going to help us going into this week. You know, I mean, we're playing a very, very talented team, and a team that we really haven't had a lot of success against the last couple of years.
No doubt. Coach Mike Manasco joining us, head coach at Miami Palmetto, undefeated, the Panthers. I know that a lot of alumni are starting to come back around when they're in town, whether they're, you know, they got some free time. We got a chance to see some at last week's game as well. This game is another home game. This is at Tropical Friday night. This is the marquee game, you know, in South Florida this week. I know last week everybody flocked, you know, to different places. St. Thomas Central was a good destination. destination. But this is a game that's going to get a lot of eyes looking, no matter who it will be, because it's a key 8A game. So everybody in the region, all the way from all the way throughout Dade County, are going to get an opportunity to have an opportunity to watch, because it's a Friday night. A lot of people play Thursday this week. Couple are even playing Saturday. What does it mean to you to be that showcase game and be in that spotlight, knowing that you have this type of team, you know, that can compete against anybody?
You know, it's great for the kids. You know, I mean, that's what you want when you're building a program. You want your kids to be able to play in games like this. I mean, there's going to be a lot of great individual matchups.
Yeah.
Within that game Friday night. You know, I think I'm excited to see how that plays out, you know. But, you know, when you build a program and you're trying to do things to put your program on a pedestal and promote it, I mean, you got to play in games like this and you got to win games like this.
You now, and a lot of people don't understand how many key players you lost from last year that are doing their thing at the next level. And certainly they were kids who were leaders for this program last year. Guys that started with you from the beginning and then kind of grew into the program with you. You have this group this year, especially the seniors that have been the core of this team so far this year. You talked about the Naples game, last week's game. Talk about some of the guys that have been the veteran leadership on this team. Guys, like I could point out one who ran down the sideline last week trying to encourage everybody in Cornelius Nunn. Talk about guys like that who the guys listen to.
Right. No, I mean, Nunn is number one, he's a tremendous athlete, he's a tremendous person, but he is a leader. You know, when he speaks, the kids listen. And you got to have kids like that on your team. You know, you got to have, you know, it's one thing for us as coaches to say it and harp on it and to try to drive it in, but it's another thing when it comes from the players themselves and they listen. I mean, Cornelius Nunn, you know, there's a reason the kid has 25 Division I scholarship offers. You know, there's a reason that Eddie Williams has been with us for 4 years and has gotten better and better and better. And the kids listen to him. You know, Quavis Russ is another kid that's been with us for 4 years. Kerry Grackley, this is his second year with us, but, you know, it's like he's been there all 4 years. I mean, I honestly feel if 12's in the game, we have a chance to win. I don't care who we're playing. I believe he's that good of a quarterback. But, you know, we're really young, if you really look at our roster. And those young kids are just super hungry and aggressive, and they get that because they really want the Cornelius Nunns and the Eddie Williamses and the Kyrie Grackleys. You know, they really want to play for those guys. They really want to make them proud. And we're starting to see that within the program. It's really something that maybe I haven't seen yet, you know, to this point. But we did lose a lot of good kids last year. You know, the Ivan Thomases, Trey Flowers.
Sure.
Shamar Monroe. I mean, guys that are really doing big things in college. And we lost a lot of offensive linemen last year. But you know, I really enjoy the youth we have. I mean, right now we're down to two seniors really on offense. And, you know, we have some more seniors on defense. But those young kids are really impacting the games for us and doing some really great things at an early age.
Yep, good stuff. Coach, I appreciate you spending some time. Best of luck this week. Obviously, it's a game that everybody's going to be watching with a lot of interest. And you guys deserve to be in that spotlight. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, Larry.
Good stuff. Mike Manasco, the head coach at Miami Palmetto, joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.